The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Baltimore at number three. I said it earlier. I think they made the statement win of the week. I know the Cardinals had a good win, but the Cardinals beat a team in the AFC, like opposite conference from then, whereas the Ravens just shut down the Chargers and Justin Herbert. And they were the big bad wolf in that game. They ran the Chargers right off the field. And by the way, they lead the league in players on injured reserve. There are 16 Ravens on injured reserve right now, and it doesn't even matter because Lamar Jackson is incredible. John Harbaugh is a fantastic coach, and I was just really, really impressed by what he and what Baltimore did to a really good Chargers team.
The Ravens held Justin Herbert to his second worst passer rating of his career. That's pretty good. And again, Baltimore now the top team in the AFC playoff picture, which is really big. I think, as we've said all along, don't hate Lamar, but we need to see Lamar prove it in the playoffs. And if the Ravens at this rate, you know, a lot of time left, we'll see. But if they can enter the playoffs as the number one seed, well, that puts them in a pretty good spot to do that, I think. Now, obviously, you know, they were in good spot in years past. But also Lamar was a lot younger and he didn't have that playoff experience under his belt at the time when he was the MVP and everything. So, or at least to the same level, obviously he played as a rookie, but not the same thing. So, yeah. So I think the Ravens are the top team in the AFC right now, clearly with the Bills losing. I don't know how you could put Buffalo ahead of them after that loss. The Ravens are rolling. Their only loss this year, as we know, came in week one when they lost in overtime to the Raiders. In the game, they were, you know, pretty, like, was not really far out of reach. Now, of course, they could have lost to the Lions, too, and got fortunate. So that kind of goes both ways there. But I just think, I said it last week, Stats, when we talked about the Ravens-Colts game. And it's kind of funny because, like, it's just not that long ago when, okay, the Ravens are trailing to the Colts. Things aren't looking good here. And all of a sudden, they come back. Now they get this statement win. And it's like, hey, they're looking amazing. They're looking great. That's how kind of things can quickly change in the NFL. But yeah, I think the Ravens are in a really good spot and you have to give them credit.
One of the things that I wanted to see from Lamar was whether or not he could start doing it from the pocket more consistently. And he absolutely has this season. I think he's in the top five in terms of yards from the pocket this year. He is elevating the play of his wide receiver core, which is mediocre at best. And that was something that you and I had talked about all offseason, that they didn't do enough to help him. Well, he's doing what great quarterbacks do, and he is elevating lesser talent around him. So, yeah, all props to the Ravens. Lamar is crushing it right now. I think he's absolutely in the MVP discussion. I know Kyler is there and Herbert and a couple other guys, but Lamar is definitely, definitely making his case.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.